From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado Springs officials are seeking input on a proposal that would limit where people can sit and lie in public right-of-ways. The city says the goal is to maintain public safety and the health of local businesses in the downtown area and in Old Colorado City. The ordinance would only permit sitting on structures intended for it, like benches and chairs. People would also be allowed to sit and lie in the grassy areas of parks. Last week, the ACLU issued a statement calling the proposal a government overreach. A new state audit released today shows that Colorado mismanaged tax money that was meant to help people addicted to gambling. Benta Berkland has more.
The five-year-old program was intended to train counselors who specialize in addictions to also treat people with gambling problems. But $500,000 later, only five people have completed that training. And in the last 2 years, only one person in the state has received gambling addiction counseling through the program. Reggie Bika heads the Colorado Department of Human Services, which administers the funding.
We've not given it the attention and focus that people who are struggling with gambling addictions need in our state. I am beyond disappointed in the results of this particular audit.
Lawmakers in both parties also expressed dismay. The money comes from gaming taxes, fees, and fines. The audit recommends better oversight and studying how big of a problem gambling addiction is and which organizations are currently treating it. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.